Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
.801 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends, so what has the media been saying? It's been like a drumbeat for months and months, echoed by the Democrats, echoed by Hollywood, echoed by the medical deep state, the establishment, ad nauseum. The new normal. We have to learn to live with our civil liberties violated, with our constitutional rights trampled on, with the economy now, basically with the government having the foot on the neck of most businesses. We have to learn to live with all of these restrictions and this shutdown and the mask mandates. This is so-called the new normal until we get a vaccine. That the only way out of the coronavirus pandemic, the shamdemic, is we need a vaccine. So what did President Trump do? He mobilized the private sector. He mobilized pharmaceutical industries and companies. And now there's several vaccines in the final stages of their trials. And they are ready now within the next 3 or 4 weeks to be unveiled to the public. He is on the verge of producing the vaccine. And now, all of a sudden now, the vaccine will not be available until at least the end of this year. Most likely, listen to this, the summer of next year. Listen to the head of the Centers for Disease and Control, Robert Redfield, in testimony in Congress, saying, you know, these vaccines, they're not really going to be ready for a while. So I don't know what the president is talking about, but we're still a long way away. Roll cut 10, Christian.
I think there will be vaccine that initially be available sometime between November and December, but very limited supply and will have to be prioritized. If you're asking me when is it going to be generally available to the American public so we can begin to take advantage of vaccine to get back to our regular life, I think we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter 2021.
So third quarter, late second, third quarter, that's summer. That's June, July, you know, August, that's summer. So that's way down the road. In other words, how do we cut the legs out from Trump even more? But then, listen to this. Suddenly now, masks. It's just incredible now how masks have become so effective. Listen now to this one. Now it's, forget the vaccine. Were we talking about a vaccine? Were we touting the benefits of a vaccine? A vaccine schmazine. No. Masks. Masks are the most effective way to stop the coronavirus. I swear to you, this is the head of the CDC. Roll cut 9, Christian.
I might even go so far as to say that this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take a COVID vaccine.
Now, all of a sudden, Trump's about to deliver on the vaccine. They're like, who's going to take a vaccine? Hey, what are you talking about? It's nothing. The mask, this, we got to force all of you to put it on your face. This is what's going to save all of you from the coronavirus. It's even more effective than the vaccine. And he continues, listen to this, Roll cut 9A, Christian.
Face masks, these face masks are the most important, powerful public health tool we have. And I will continue to appeal for all Americans, all individuals in our country, to embrace these face coverings. I've said it. If we did it for 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, we'd bring this pandemic under control.
If we just had a national mask mandate, if we just forced every American to put on some piece of face covering, I don't care if it's one of these makeshift masks, I don't care if it's a bandana, just put something over your face. This thing would be over in no time. Remember when Fauci, Chicken Little, only, 4 or 5 months ago, said this about wearing a mask? Roll cut 8, Christian.
When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill. The people who, when you look at the films of foreign countries and you see 85% of the people wearing masks, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not against it. If you want to do it, that's fine.
But it can lead to a shortage of masks.
Exactly. That's the point. It could lead to a shortage of masks for the people who really need it.
So then masks weren't that important. In fact, unless you worked in the healthcare field, don't wear a mask. Masks, it's a false sense of security. Now, it's the most effective tool we have. It's even better and more effective than a vaccine. Can you believe this? Listen to the president respond immediately. Roll cut 9B, Christian.
The mask is not as important as the vaccine.
You think? You think. Now, when pressed, why would your own head of the CDC now say that, A, the vaccine will only be distributed across the country next year in the summer, completely contradicting you, and number two, now he says it's not even that important. That what's really important is everybody's got to wear a mask. Listen to the president's response. Roll cut 11, Christian.
When I called up Robert today, I said to him, what's with the mask? He said, I think I answered that question incorrectly. I think maybe he misunderstood it. I mean, you know, you have two questions. Maybe he misunderstood both of them.
Now the president says, he just didn't get the mask issue wrong. He got the vaccine wrong. Roll cut 12, Christian.
Today, Dr. Redfield confirmed that it looked like November, December, the first doses would be able to be distributed. But then he said that the vaccine for the general public likely would not be available until probably next summer, maybe even early fall. Are you comfortable with that timeline?
No, I think he made a mistake when he said that. It's just incorrect information. And I called him. And he didn't tell me that, and I think he got the message maybe confused. Maybe it was stated incorrectly. No, we're ready to go immediately as the vaccine is announced, and it could be announced in October, could be announced a little bit after October.
Then the president says, I don't even know what Redfield's talking about, because it's not as if the CDC is going to be primarily in charge of distributing 700 million doses across the country. It is going to be the military, and we even have a general in charge right now, and he's ready to go. Roll cut 15, Christian.
I think our distribution process is going to go very quickly. I told you, we've engaged the military. We have a general who's in charge of all logistics, who delivers soldiers. He's a fantastic guy. He's supposed to be fantastic at what he does. And we figure that's better than any company you're going to hire. You can't hire a company like that. And we look to do distribution immediately after we get the word that it's good.
Now, what you're seeing happening is they're in a panic. They didn't think Trump could turn things around this fast, never mind on the ventilators and the personal protective equipment, but that he could actually mobilize the pharmaceutical industry to come out with a vaccine that is ready even before the election. So they are now trying again to subvert and undermine the president. But the deeper point now is this. They have become so drunk with power that this mask mandate is for them a symbol. If they can keep having Americans wear masks, that means they can keep the fear and the panic porn going. And the more they keep the panic porn going, the more they can continue to control our lives and take away our fundamental rights and liberties. Once they get that kind of police emergency powers, these blue state governors, blue state mayors don't want to relinquish and let it go. That's the real issue here. And so now they are trying to force a mask mandate upon the entire country. And all of a sudden, masks are better than a vaccine to defeat the coronavirus. Will it fly? Do you agree? What do you think is more important, the vaccine or a mask? Your calls next. .819 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. All right, couple lines are open if you want to jump on. It is now incredible how they keep moving the goalposts. So they've been telling us now for 6 months relentlessly, banging that drum, we need a vaccine. Without the vaccine, the pandemic can't end. The shutdown, the lockdown, the mask mandates, all of it, it has to stay. The quote, new normal will be with us until we have a vaccine. Now that Trump has pulled off, or on the verge of pulling off, a miracle, getting a vaccine ready to go for market and mass distribution, suddenly now, vaccine? Who needs a vaccine? No, we're not going to get that ready until next year, the summer. But hey, it's masks. Forget a vaccine. Masks are what stops the coronavirus. I mean, it is incredible. It is incredible. The manipulation and the lies have been nonstop now for 6 months. 617-266-6868. Let's go to Dr. Dave in West Roxbury. Dr. Dave, thanks for holding and welcome.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. Good to be with you again. I just got a couple of points to make about the masks. I mean, I know we've talked about the hypocrisy for a long time, but from a microbiology standpoint, a couple things. First of all, is if you're talking about disposable masks, if the virus is so virulent, how come when you dispose of the masks, you don't have to dispose it as biohazard waste? You know, we have biohazard waste companies pick up all of our things. Why could you throw it in any container and have anybody else touch it? If you're talking about the cloth masks, how long do people wear these things? You'll go into stores and people, you know, who knows when and if they've washed them and use the same masks every day. And if it's trapping any virus, it's going to be around all the time. And just if anything, infect themselves and, you know, the people around them just by the persistent virus. And the third point I wanted to make, Jeff, is that if you have, for instance, they let tens of thousands of hardened criminals out of prisons because they're concerned about COVID. And if the masks work so well, why don't they just keep them in jail and give them all masks?
Bang, bang, bang. Dr. Dave David, now I know why you're one of the best in the business. Thank you so much for that call. Take care. He's completely right. Well, look, I mean, let's just take it back to Attleboro for a second. If the masks now, they're better than a vaccine. They're almost bulletproof now, according to this. Now, this is unbelievable now, the claims they're making. So first they told us under Fauci, I played the cut, masks, so they don't work. Wait, no, that's only for professionals. That's only for doctors and nurses. Don't you dare wear a mask. Now they've gone to the other extreme. Now it's forget a vaccine. It's the mask. Well, if the masks now were that effective, everybody was wearing a mask at school in Attleboro, at Attleboro High. They have to. So what are you worried about if that student came in and was infected? I mean, by your logic, why would you worry? The mask, well, everyone's wearing a mask, right? No problem. By the way, then open everything up. If the masks are going to save all the lives that we need, and they're more effective than a vaccine, and they're the most effective tool we have, that's what Robert Redfield said, the doctor, the head of the CDC, to Congress, under oath. So if they're that good, open everything up. What are you waiting for? End the lockdown now. In other words, you can't have it both ways. It's either one or the other. 617-266-6868. Jared in New Mexico. Thanks for holding, Jared, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. How are you, Jared?
I'm great. I just have a plea with your audience. And my plea is, I hope everybody is paying attention, because as things deteriorate over time, you got to figure it out or you're going to get left out. And I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, but I moved out here from the East Coast after 9/11 for some personal reasons. And my wife joined me out here, and that's the best decision we've ever made in our lives. We homeschool our kid. We have a business. We're basically as self-reliant as we can be. And I don't mean to get off topic, but the point is, if you think today things can't get worse, you probably thought that 10 years ago. You probably thought that 20 years ago. Things continually to get worse, and you have to get self-reliant at some point. So these callers who say, well, the parents work both jobs. Why do the parents work both jobs? Have a goal to try to not work two jobs to make an income. And why should I, as a citizen, as a taxpayer, bail you out as a family that makes poor decisions? If you choose to send your 16-year-old son or daughter to school with COVID, you're not just I don't really even care, because it doesn't affect me personally what happens there or in at a local school where I live. It doesn't matter, because that's not how I live my life. And I hate to be like naive, and I'm not beating my chest that I'm better, but what I'm saying is, it should be a goal of people to be more self-reliant, so these news topics don't affect us. And that's the greatest gift that we have as American citizens, is freedom and liberty to pursue happiness. Go pursue happiness. And don't dwell on the symptoms so much, but really try to deal in your own personal life with how you can become more happy. And with that, Jeff, I hate to get personal, but I think your wife, Dr. Grace, is right. I think you'd benefit greatly. Take a vacation, go to a ranch, ride a horse, look at the stars, camp outside, have a campfire with the kids, disconnect a little bit. And a fresh perspective is great sometimes.
Jared, thank you very much for that call. Look, the one thing that the last 6 months has really taught me, I mean, I kind of knew this, obviously, because I'm a conservative. I naturally distrust government and politicians by inclination, by instinct. Do not trust the government. Do not trust so-called, quote-unquote, medical experts or experts of any kind. And you certainly don't trust politicians, because they were dead wrong. They were dead wrong about the coronavirus. They were dead wrong about everything. And they were dead wrong about the shutdown. They were dead wrong about the lockdown. They were dead wrong about the masks. They have been wrong about everything, every step of the way. So why should I believe you now? Should people be forced to wear a mask? That story, your reaction next. (clears throat) 8:32 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay. now a major division between the president and Biden has emerged over masks. In particular, should there be some kind of a national mask mandate? Should every American, regardless of where you live, whether there is a hot spot or not regarding the coronavirus, a man, woman, child, it doesn't matter, should they be forced and compelled by the state, by the government, to wear a mask whenever they go outdoors? Listen now to Joe Biden saying the president hasn't called for a mask mandate. He is the president and he must lead. Roll cut one, Christian.
First of all, I found it fascinating. The president said, and Biden didn't put in a mask mandate.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't know how old he is, but yeah, I'm not the president. He's the president. It's like, you know, Biden's problems in these cities are in flame. I'm not the president. He's the president.
Now, listen to the president. This was at ABC's town hall where Steffi Stephanopoulos and some of the questioners in the crowd pressed him on a national mask mandate. Why aren't you pushing for everybody in the entire country to wear a mask? Listen to the president's response. Roll cut five, Christian.
Why don't you support a mandate for national mask wearing? And why don't you wear a mask more often?
Well, I do wear them when I have to and when I'm in hospitals and other locations. But I will say this. They said at the Democrat convention, they're going to do a national mandate. They never did it because they've checked out and they didn't do it. And a good question is you ask, like Joe Biden, they said, we're going to do a national mandate on masks.
He's called on all governors to have them. It is a state responsibility.
Well, no, but he didn't do it. I mean, he never did it.
Now, he then went further. He was asked, well, hold on. Shouldn't everybody have to wear a mask? I mean, come on, Mr. President. Your CDC director now says they're more effective than a vaccine all of a sudden. Shouldn't everybody be forced to wear a mask? Listen to what the president said. Roll cut six, Christian.
By the way, a lot of people don't want to wear masks. There are a lot of people think the masks are not good. And there are a lot of people that, as an example,
who are those people?
Well, I'll tell you who those people are. Waiters, they come over and they serve you and they have a mask. And I saw it the other day where they were serving me and they're playing with a mask. I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying what happens. They're playing with a mask. So the mask is over and they're touching it and then they're touching the plate. That can't be good.
He's completely right. By the way, there are studies that have come out that actually wearing a mask makes the transmission of the coronavirus easier and worse than not wearing a mask for exactly the reason the president just cited. They fidget with the mask. They play with the mask. They put their fingers on the mask or on the nose or whatever, and then they touch something. It's just common sense. But anyway, let that go. We don't live in an age of common sense anymore. We're living in an asylum, and the inmates are running the asylum. So listen now to the buffoon. Listen to Dementia Joe mock President Trump. Oh, come on now. Waiters shouldn't be wearing masks. How dare he? Roll cut four, Christian. Roll cut three.
And at a minimum, what I would do, I wouldn't walk around saying masks don't matter. Like he said at your town hall, I think it was last night, I saw the tail end of it, that, well, people don't like masks. Matter of fact, they could be worse. And I think, don't hold me to this because I didn't see it, I just saw it reported. And Stephanopoulos asked why. And he said, because waiters don't like them. Waiters touch the food and touch the mask. I mean, come on.
That's his answer. Come on. Come on. It's true. All right, come on. Come on. Go back to the basement. Obviously, you don't know what you're talking about. But now, Biden says, would you do a mask mandate? They asked Biden, would you do a mask mandate? Listen to what he says. This is very interesting. He wants to. He's just not sure he has the authority to do so. Roll cut four, Christian.
Would you sign an executive order?
Well, the question is whether I have the legal authority as president to sign an executive order. We think we do, but I can't guarantee you that yet. Okay?
But if you did, you would.
If I did, I would.
Now, he doesn't have the authority. I can tell him that right now. He clearly doesn't. The Constitution wouldn't. There's no way under the Constitution he has any authority to force the entire country to wear a mask. But look at him. If I could find the authority somehow, some way, I would. So how does he then plan to do a national mask mandate? Aha! Get all of the blue state governors to collude. In other words, force a national mask mandate through the back door by having all of these Democrats in the states do it together for him. Roll cut two, Christian.
I would call all the governors to the White House and say, and because there's a question, I think it can be answered in the positive, a question whether I can mandate over state lines that every single state has to comply. Our legal team thinks I can do that based upon the degree to which there's a crisis in those states and how bad things are for the country. And if we don't do it, what happens? But I would make the case. I'd make the case why it's necessary. I'd have the scientists arrayed to lay out in detail why. And I would go to every governor, and I'd go to governors related to Republican and Democratic governors, and I'd say, we have to have this national mandate. We must do it.
Now, this in a nutshell, is the difference between the two men, the two parties, the two visions, and the two ideologies. Trump believes ultimately in freedom, in letting individuals decide, letting families decide, letting businesses and schools decide, letting communities decide, and letting the states decide. He wants a top-down command system whereby the federal government literally micromanages every aspect of your life, up to and including. I want you to think about how insane this is. You live in North Dakota. There aren't any cases of the coronavirus, or there's 20 of them. You live in Idaho. There's, I don't know what, 30 cases of the coronavirus. But everybody in the state is going to have to wear a mask. You're outdoors. You're in the middle of the wilderness. I'm not kidding. Who's going to die from the coronavirus? The squirrels? Even after we now know, the CDC has admitted that only 9,210 Americans have died directly because of the coronavirus. I'm not talking about with the coronavirus. Those are people with cancer, heart disease, lung disease, people who literally die in accidents. Some people have committed suicide. And, well, they happen to have the coronavirus. So we count that as a coronavirus death. I'm not talking about that bogus 100 and what is it now, 90,000 figure. People who have died directly because of the coronavirus, 9,210. And you want to impose a mandate that affects everyone? You're a lunatic. You're an absolute lunatic. And by the way, you don't have the right to do that. You don't. You're not a dictator. This is authoritarianism, pure and simple. But it's unconstitutional, it's illegal, it's draconian, and you better believe it, it's dictatorial. Trump is the dictator. Are you kidding me? This is what's in store for us if this lunatic gets into the White House. If this shell of a human being, if this pathetic puppet of the radical left. This is what's moderate about this. What's centrist about this? This is Bernie. This is AOC. This is Elizabeth Warren. This is socialism. This is pure, unbridled, unadulterated, centralized socialism being rammed down our throats. And look at him. My legal team thinks there's an emergency and we can go into every state and force people to wear a mask, which, by the way, I've said this a million times. Show me the scientific literature and evidence that says masks work. Outside of the N95 surgical mask, yes. But just face coverings, where's the evidence? There isn't any. My. .848 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, Biden now says if he can get the executive authority, he will impose a national mask mandate across the entire country. Trump says absolutely not. He will never do it. Biden says if he can't get the executive authority, he's going to impose a mask mandate through the back door by going to Democratic governors in blue states and having them all cooperate and collude to now impose a massive mask mandate. So my question to you is simple. Should people be forced to wear masks outdoors at all times? Biden.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Says yes. Trump says no. What do you say? You can text us WRKO, whatever your message is, to 70470, or you can call us 617-266-6868. This is from 617. Jeff, I will not wear a mask outdoors. Show me the science. Prove it to me. Otherwise, I will not comply. 508, Jeff, Trump is completely right. Your breath makes a moist mask and concentrates whatever germs slash virus into the mask. Waiters should not be wearing masks. That's why many of them don't want to wear masks. 617-266-6868. Look, a national mask mandate is just another form of medical martial law. That's all it is. It's just another form of martial law. It's a fundamental violation of your fundamental rights to civil liberties and whatever happened to my body, my choice. So, of course, it violates your individual freedoms. It violates your fundamental civil rights and individual civil liberties. And that Biden is still pushing this? shows you what kind of an administration we're going to have. It's going to be run by the hard left, and they're going to trample on all of our basic constitutional rights and freedoms unless we beat them in November. You want to know the stakes? These are the stakes. So my question to you, should you be forced to wear a mask? Should everyone across the country be compelled, even against their will, to wear a mask? 617-266-6868 is the number. Lines are loaded. Let's go to Ben in North Andover. Thanks for holding, Ben, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for taking my call. I just want to ask you a question about the vaccine, and then I want to ask a question about the mask. So I'm trying to get something straight. Obviously, getting an effective vaccine out early to the mass public would be a huge political win for Trump. But yet all his supporters would never take it. Polls show that majority of Republicans are hesitant to take this. So yes. I'm trying to get that straight.
I
want him to get the vaccine. I want the vaccine out, but I will never take it. I don't get it.
No, the reason why it's a political win is the media and the Democrats have been saying for 6 months that the pandemic can't end and should not end unless there is a vaccine. They've been consistent on this point for 6 months. Now, they thought the vaccine would only be developed next year. So they thought they would use this as a hammer to beat the president. Instead, he comes out and says, okay, I think we'll have it ready before November. So then all of a sudden, that pulls the rug out from underneath them. Well, I guess then the pandemic will be over. So then all of a sudden, the vaccine doesn't matter. Then to me, it's a mind bender here, is after telling us for 6 months, like this is straight out of Goebbels. This is straight out of 1984. This is frightening. So every minute of every hour of every day, we need a vaccine. We need a vaccine. We need a vaccine. We need a vaccine. Now all of a sudden, I think we got a vaccine. I think it'll be ready by November. Masks. No, forget the vaccine. What's a vaccine? Wear a mask. A mask is much better than a vaccine. Now, my position has been consistent. I don't care if it's Trump, Biden, I don't care who it is. You're going to rush a vaccine to market, and they're rushing a vaccine to market because of the tremendous media political pressure. I'm not going to be the first guinea pig. Now, you want to go ahead and take a vaccine, go ahead and take a vaccine. But I'm not going to take that vaccine. It's also why I'm against the flu vaccine mandate. The more I find out what's in a flu vaccine, the less I want it in my body. Now, you want to take the flu vaccine, it's a free country, go ahead. But don't force me or my children to take a flu vaccine. Especially when we now know it's 40% effective, only 40%. And I wrote a column about this. 5 years ago, I took the flu vaccine. And guess what? I got the flu. I got sick. It didn't work. For 5 years, I haven't taken a flu vaccine. Guess what? I haven't gotten the flu. So I'm very skeptical about vaccines in general, to be honest with you. But the fact of the matter is, if Moderna delivers, or when Pfizer delivers, and they say they're very close to delivering. And by the way, CNN, MSNBC, all look at all the big broadcast news networks. Look who advertises on their shows. Pfizer, Moderna, Big Pharma. They're in bed in the pocket of Big Pharma. So if Moderna and Pfizer say they're ready, and the FDA says they're ready to go, what is the media complaining about? You wanted a vaccine? Here's your vaccine. Who takes it is up to the people.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I'm probably not going to take it. Now, onto the mask thing. You were talking about how some studies show that the mask could be worse, and so I'm just thinking about the hospitals. I hope you don't think that all of us in hospitals are wearing N95 masks all day. We're wearing regular masks. Do you want that to stop? Do you want to say?
Here's what I want. No, if you work in a hospital and you're dealing with sick people and people who have infections, infectious people, you should be wearing proper surgical masks.
So how do I know if I go out in public that I'm not around people that are infected?
Well, that's the risk everybody takes.
How do I know if I go to a populated area, if I go to a Trump rally indoors, how do I know if I go to that?
Here's where your argument falls apart. How do I know when I go to a Black Lives Matter protest that I'm not going to get sick?
Yeah, true.
But here's the difference. You've got governors saying, even some of them participating in Black Lives Matter protests, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder, nobody's wearing a mask. No problem. In violation of their own regulations, their own executive orders. No problem. No one gets sick. But you go to a Trump rally, oh my God, the sky's going to fall. Now, you want my honest answer? I'll give you my honest answer. The coronavirus, to me, is the equivalent of the flu. I think the statistics on this now are overwhelming. Outside of targeting the elderly and the frail, them we have to protect. Outside of that, I don't think people should be wearing masks. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's ineffective. Yeah. And look, if you want, I'll show you the study. It was a huge study in the journal of Infectious Diseases. Now the researchers are saying, in fact, wearing a mask, a face covering, to be more specific, is actually more dangerous. It's just common sense. I put a bandana around my face. I'm sneezing. I'm coughing into it. I touch it. I'm constantly playing with it. I'm getting now it all over my hands. Now I start to touch other things. I'm going to get people sick. So in hospitals, you should have the best surgical masks. But if you're going to go out in public, there's no need for a mask.
Yeah. So Jeff, you're saying to protect older people, because I agree with you, protect them. But you're saying like masks aren't effective. You, like I said, we're not wearing N95 masks around our elderly population in the hospitals. I work in a hospital. We don't.
You should.
We wear regular masks.
I know.
You want to mandate N95 masks. You want to mandate N95 masks for anyone wearing in the hospital. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying, Ben, I'm telling you what the scientific literature is saying. That the only foolproof mask that will prevent you from getting the coronavirus and giving it to others is the N95 surgical mask. So what I said from the beginning, Ben, hold on, just from the beginning, I said this 6 months ago, I said, protect the vulnerable who are the elderly with comorbidities. If it means they can't see people, fine for a while. If it means having their caretakers wear N95 surgical masks, go ahead. Do what you got to do to protect these people. But outside of that, wearing a mask is a waste of time. It's security theater. It makes you feel safer. It doesn't make you safer.
And I talked to you about that a long time ago, too. We said that you don't want to take away the rights of older people, their First Amendment rights to assemble, to get people. You're saying, no, I don't want to take away their rights. But you just said we have to isolate them and keep them away from people. And what's the problem? If I touch an N95 mask and touch other things, isn't that the same thing that you were just talking about? What is it about an N95 mask that I can't touch it, but...
Because it completely seals your nose and your mouth. That's why. You're dealing with everything else. It's a loose covering. Disposable masks, face coverings. That's why. Look, it just, they don't work. They're not foolproof.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.